Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me for yet another reading of our Suffer Well devotional series that we do here every day. And it's so great to be on the radio and to have other people hear these important messages that Yahweh speaks to me and I share with you all. And we're reading this from the Suffer Well devotional series, and then I'm going to be doing a little teaching about it. But we're starting today with a 239th episode of the Suffer Well devotional series, Certainly Imputed. So I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to give a little teaching about it. But please take every word serious, because this message is overall to understand about who we are with Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, who we are with Him. And some of you that are listening, that are on a radio listening on a Christian radio station, say, who's this Yeshua and who's this Yahweh? And I would hope if you're listening to me long enough, you would know by now. When he says, calling me by my name and the names and the power in the name and what he did for us. So as we read this now, consider these things. And you're all welcome to contact me through my website, Torah Life Ministries. If you're listening and you never heard a message like this before and you don't understand the full message of this, I'll be happy to explain it to you. I have a ton of videos on my website to explain it to you. But I'm so blessed to be on the radio and also to be over the internet, to be able to share this message with others. And I do believe this message comes right out of the scripture, which is the word of God. So let's see here. So it says, brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called and where you were. Not many of you were wise in human standards. Not many of you were influential. And not many were of noble birth. But the Almighty chose the foolish things of this world to shame the wise. The Almighty chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. The Almighty chose the lowly things of the world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before Him. It is because of Him that you are in the Messiah, Yeshua, who has become for us wisdom from the Almighty, that is, our righteousness, set-apartness, and redemption. Therefore, it is written, let the one who boasts boast in Yahweh, 1 Corinthians 1, verses 26 to 31. If any of you are wise, if any of you have understanding, then let this mind be in you. What mind? The mind that understands and accepts that no goodness, effort, esteem, talent, or gifting is of you, self-created. If you are good, you were made so by the spilling of the blood. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and came down from the Father of the lights, James 1:17. Everything you have been given, anything that helps you excel, has been given to do one thing. And what is that one thing? To serve for good. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of the Almighty, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created on the Messiah Yeshua for good works, which the Almighty prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 10. To help this one thing become real to you, let me suggest a short prayer to repeat over and over until this truth becomes part of your DNA. Father, I recognize that all of my talents, all of my gifts, all of my skills, as well as my generosity and wisdom, anything that is good in me comes from you. None of it is actually mine. It was given to me by you, O Yahweh, for one purpose, and that is to honor you. May my life gratify you. for this is real to you, then repeat. If this is real to you, then repeat one more prayer. Father, thank you for the spilling blood of Yeshua. Forgive me for not remembering the truth. Forgive me for robbing you of your esteem. Set my heart, the center of intellect, my soul, the emotional character, into a right relationship with you. Remind me daily why I have anything good in my life. You are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which are almighty. 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20. Yes, remember that. Have that mind in you is a dangerous thing to forget, and the proper order of things, to forget the price that was paid to you so you could be what you are. It would be a fearful thing to be reminded with the heavenly chastening of how much worse punishment do you suppose will be thought worthy, who has trampled the Son of the Almighty underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified in a common thing, and insulted by the Spirit of grace. For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says Yahweh. And again, Yahweh will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Almighty. Listen very closely, loved one. Quiet your mind and listen. The Almighty of mental strife you suffer is directly related to your belief in the delusional non-reality that there is some personal self-achieved good in you, and that you are worthy of anything from anyone. Your lust for personal vindication is any area of life, conscious activity, is a denial of the sovereignty of Yahweh. Make the shift. Consider every day a wonderful new journey. Shout to your Savior, I want to be the best your blood could buy, and I want to honor the reality that I was created to glorify you. So be it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was our wonderful devotional this morning. And there are some points in there that we got to think about. Let this mind be in you, the mind of Yeshua, the mind of Yahweh. We have this. I already spoke about this a couple of days ago in a teaching. Let this mind be of you. And the ego that we have to think that we had something to do with this conversion, that we had something to do. We had nothing to do, for we are nothing without him. And I call this message to everyone who's listening. And even though this message is on a Christian radio station, and even though this message is on my website and mostly believers are watching, may we all pray that just someone in despair, someone that never heard this message, would turn on that radio or go to the website or go to YouTube and hear this message and be willing to accept and understand who Yeshua is and just come as they are and to just give it all up to him. For I remember before I was even saved, before I was a believer, before I understood anything about Yeshua, driving in my car, and the only radio station that would come on the radio was a Christian radio station. It was the only one, and I didn't want to listen to Peace and Quiet, so I left the radio on, and I heard words I never heard before, and it was something that I didn't do. It wasn't of me. It was of our Father. He did it. So let's all lift up in prayer that person or those people that are listening right now that never heard this message before. Those of you that have heard it but have fallen away, and those of you that think you had something to do with this conversion, may you hear this message and may it speak to you. May we understand this. And I call us all today to just come to him as we are, to put your trust in Yeshua. It says in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. How many of you want rest today? How many of you are ready to come to him? John 6:30 says, everyone whom the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will never send away. How many of you are ready to realize that we are nothing without him, and we want to be everything in him? Isaiah 1:18 says, come now and let's settle this, says Yahweh. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. Revelations 22:17 says, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let anyone who hears this say, come. Let anyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who desires drink freely from the water of life. And Joel 2:32 says, but everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. For some on Mount Zion and Jerusalem will escape, just as Yahweh has said. These will be among the survivors whom Yahweh has called. May we all understand and come to the revelation of what the narrow road means. That not many will be on it. That we will be persecuted. That things aren't going to be easy. But we're willing to answer the call because we understand there's a greater calling and a greater place to go to. And that we may have faith in Yeshua like we never had it before. May our faith be strengthened every single day. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Yeshua, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all new things become new. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Yeshua, and it is no longer I who live, but Yeshua who lives in me. So the life I now live in the body, I live because of the faithfulness of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself to me. And every single one of us has an opportunity to transform ourselves like this and to become new with him, but we must be willing to die with him. How many of you are ready today to come with him to a new place, a new understanding, and just give it all up to him, to admit and realize we are nothing without him? This message is not only for that person that's secluded and hearing this message for the first time. This message is for us that think we know and think we had something to do with this great conversion and this great gift that Yeshua offered us and offers to everyone. How many of you are ready to come to a new understanding? We see in 1 Corinthians 6:9 and 10, we see the people in Corinth, they did not continue to live in sin after they were saved. They were made new. It says, or do you not know that the wrongings will not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor the idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor the drunkards, nor the slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. And then it says in 1 Corinthians 6:11, and that is what some of you were, but you were washed away, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of Yahweh, a wonderful Messiah Yeshua by the Spirit of God. We need to renew our minds and let this mind be in you, as it says. Romans 12:1 and 2 says, therefore, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and you will be made to know and accept the perfect will of Yahweh. Colossians 3:9 and 10 says, do not lie to one another, since you have put on the old man and its practices, who have been clothed with the new man that is being renewed in knowledge, according to the image of the one who created it. It's time we come to this new understanding. It's time we let go of the ego, thinking that we had something to do with it, and understand that Yahweh is still working in us consistently, and it's not something we could perfect, because every day we must come to him in submission. We must come to him, and we must be willing to admit that we're still weak, we're still broken, and we need him every single day, and without him we're nothing. Nothing without him. And we have this great opportunity to do it. We must deny ourselves and put everything in him. Luke 14:27 says, who does not carry his own cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. I want to be his disciple. I want to leave the life of darkness behind me, far behind me, and not even touch it and not see it. I want to come to him every single day, renewed. And I call us all to do the same. Come to him, put your trust in him, and understand the narrow path is there waiting for you. The narrow path. The Bible says in Matthew 7:13-14, enter through the narrow gate. For the wide gate is the broad and the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life. And only a few will find it. That narrow path is the Torah, which consists of living according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And that leads to the narrow gate, which is Yeshua, our Messiah. For it says, many are called, but few are chosen. But I tell you right now, many are called, but few choose. And we have to make that choice daily, every single day, to knock, and the door will be opened, to not walk past that door, but walk on that narrow path that leads to that door, to deny yourself and come to him fresh daily, every single day. It says in Isaiah 35:8, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of the holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go by it. They will not desire it. But we must come to him on this path that he's paved a way for us. He's paved a way for us, and he wants us to make the right choice. Choose life so you may live. It says in James 4, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity to Yahweh? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of this world becomes an enemy of Yahweh. The wide path is filled with people of this world. The narrow path is filled with people of Yahweh. And we have a choice of which path we want. But only when we come to the revelation and putting our self-pride and our anything to do with pride aside, only when we come to him and we knock, the door will be answered. Only when we come to him with the revelation that without him we are nothing. Without him we are nothing, but with him we are everything. That is what we need to understand. John 15:4-5 says, remain in me as also I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, I will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Do you understand the fruit I am talking about? Do you understand the peace that comes along with that we also desire in this crazy world out there today? Our very own Messiah, Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, explained in John 5:19, I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. John 1:3 says, Yahweh created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. Even without Yahweh, Yeshua is nothing, but we are everything with Yahweh. We must understand that and realize that we are everything with him. And just as he gave us Yeshua, Yeshua says, be one with me. Put this mind in you. And it starts with repentance. And Jeremiah 10:23 says, I know, Yahweh, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not man who walks who walks to direct his steps. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And the reality is we can do nothing without him, nothing good without him. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, it is Yahweh who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Only with him can we find this peace. Genesis 1:27 says, Yahweh created man in his own image. The image of Yahweh, he created him, made male and female, he created them. Are you willing to accept this role that he created you to be, to come to him on that narrow path, to pass through that narrow gate and accept Yeshua as your Messiah, and be willing to follow him? It is written, Matthew 4:4, that man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of Yahweh, which was recorded in the Holy Word in the Bible. It's recorded in there. Are you willing to make that book, the Bible, your book of life, the book that you will follow, the words that you will follow, believing and understanding that that book is every single word that he says, and there's nothing in there negative. There's nothing in it that's not going to benefit you. There's nothing in it. You must believe every single word of Yahweh, and it's found in the book. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. We must seek and put Yahweh first in our lives always. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Galatians 6:3. It is Yahweh that works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. Remember, we are nothing without Yahweh, and we must put him first always. Always, we must put him first in our lives. That's how you know you've arrived at a certain place, when you're willing to put him first. Many people aren't willing to do that. Matthew 15:8 says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Yahweh says to love me with your full heart, with your whole heart, all of it, no neutrality. Revelations 2:4 says, but I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. This must be a renewed daily with us, to come to him and put him first in our lives. We're nothing without him, and he must be first. Whatever therefore you eat, drink, whatever you do, do it all to the glory of Yahweh, 1 Corinthians 10:31. All of it, everything. When it says to love Yahweh, it says to love him with all our hearts, not just some of it, with all our hearts and all our soul. He wants us to put him first and understand everything is from him and by him. And glory be to him forever. All the glory be to every good thing in your life came from him. He allowed it. Every single good thing. And even the things that we don't perceive as good are good things because he has his plan for us. And he knows what's best for us and our lives. And we are born new in him if we allow that to happen. If we allow him to do the work in us. If we allow him to do the desires that he has for us, this is found in his will in the scriptures. We must, before everything, before anything in our lives, seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness. It's time we all, no matter who we are, whether it's the first time you've heard this or you've heard this many times, on a daily basis, be still and understand who he is. Be still and know who he is. There's a reason why it says in Exodus 20, verse 3, you shall have no other gods before me. No other gods before me. Not even your own mother and father should become before him. As it says in Matthew 10, 37, anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves even their own son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up my cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever's willing to lose their life will find it for my sake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what we need to understand. He must come first in our lives. That's when you know you're on the right path, this narrow path. We want to be his disciples. We want to follow him, as it says in John 10, 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. They follow me. Are you following our creator right now? Are you following his ways? Are you following the Bible, or are you making excuses why you don't have to? Or are you making excuses saying, well, I don't believe in that fully? There's no neutrality with our creator. Every single word of scripture is true. And only when you believe that can you experience the great, wonderful mercy, grace, and power that Yahweh can bring us through his word. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from our unrighteousness. But if we continue to live in selfishness and pride, it says pride becomes before a fall. We must humble ourselves. We must get this. In every single thing we do, we must put Yahweh first and let him direct our paths. And only then can our efforts be successful. Set your mind on things above and not here on earth. On earth, people are trying to get ahead and trying to put themselves first, make themselves number one. But Yahweh says, I must become first. Yes, we will always be second. We will never be number one. We always have to put Yahweh first. All the glory be to him for everything in our lives. Hebrews 12:2 says, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of Yahweh. How many of you are ready to die with him? How many of you are ready to die with him? How many of you are ready to get over your identity crisis and understand who you are in him? And you're ready to put him first in your lives. To understand in Romans 18, it says, now, if we are children, then we are hires of Yahweh and co-hires with Yeshua. If indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. We are all called to be ambassadors for Yeshua. Ambassadors for him. Yahweh is making his appeal through us. We implore you on your behalf in Yeshua to be reconciled to Yahweh. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Remember, everybody that's listening right now, you are Yahweh's special possession. You are his special possession. 1 Peter 2:9 and 10 says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, Yahweh's own special possession, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into the wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of Yahweh. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Exodus 19, verse 5 says, now you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant. You will be my treasured possession out of all the nations, for the whole earth in me. Deuteronomy 7, 6 says, for you are a people holy to Yahweh, your Elohim. Yahweh, your Elohim, has chosen you to be a people for his prized possession above all the peoples of the face of the earth. How wonderful and beautiful that this is. How great is it is that he created us and he was created man in his own image. How wonderful is that? We have to understand when we make this crossover, when we cross over to this new place, we're no longer citizens of this world. We have a new king. We are citizens, it says, in heaven. Philippians 3:20 to 21, but we are citizens of heaven where Yeshua, our Messiah, lives. And we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. He will take our weak mortal bodies and change them into glorious bodies like his own, using the same power with which will bring everything under his control. Now, whoever you are, wherever you're listening, whether you call yourself a believer for a long time, whether you think you've believed for a long time, or if somebody, this is the first time you're hearing this message, it's time every morning to renew that vow to him and make that vow. Some of you might say, I don't understand all your ways. I don't understand this book, but show me. Show me who you are. Reveal your truth to me. Please show me. And those of you that think you know it, pray to him to help with deception, to make sure you're on his right path. It's great to be confident, but to make sure that you're doing the right thing, ask him to reveal truth to you and to correct anything that's not. Ask him every single day. Ask him and invite him every single day to come and help you. Are you willing to go to him every single morning and do that? To be still and know that he is God. No matter how bad our troubles are in our life, no matter how dark we think things are in our lives, things can turn around in an instant. He's waiting and he wants them to change. But we first must come to him. We must come to him and deny ourselves and put him first in our lives. We must learn what it means to suffer well. We must get this down and we must understand it. And it's a beautiful thing when this happens. You not only will see the light, you will be the light. And it's a beautiful thing. Remember, every single day, go to him. Every single day, no matter who you are. And if you think you don't need to go to him, that's pride. That's pride. We're nothing without him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is our message for today. And I pray that everyone gets it. Anyone who's struggling, anyone that's going through a hard time gets it. Gets it and understands what it means to suffer well. So please listen to this message over and over again and share it with others. It's such an important message for us to hear. And remember, cherish your Bible, the holy word of our Creator. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day. And may the joy of our Creator be with you. This is the day is made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
I try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end, his word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope in the promise that he brings, that there will be placed with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. But until that day